This week was meant to be a homecoming from the Al-Halabi family. They're Syrian refugees who live south of Seattle. Two older children were supposed to fly here from Turkey today. One of them is almost 7 months pregnant. But the president's immigration ban means the family will stay separated indefinitely. KUOW immigration reporter Liz Jones has more.
The Al-Halabi family recently moved to a bigger apartment in Tukwila to make room for the new arrivals.
My daughter, Jaida. My son, Waleed. Husband, daughter, Abdul Malik.
That's Imtithal Al-Halabi, the family matriarch. She's on a video chat with her daughter, Jaida, when I arrive. Jada's at her apartment in Turkey. You can see an Arabic-English dictionary on the table. Her husband is at her side. Their baby is due in April. It's the first grandchild for this family. Everyone's trying to put on a hopeful face, and the effort shows. But the youngest daughter, Ala, is a spark of distraction. She's 11 and boldly points to my camera and wants a turn.
Here, let's take a picture of your brother.
Sure.
If you point it,
this? Yeah.
Her 19-year-old brother hams it up, flexing his muscles.
So strong. Yeah, it's good.
The Al-Halabi family came here as a family of four, mom, dad, and two younger kids. They're pretty new to Seattle.
1 month and 17 days.
1 month, 17 days.
Yeah.
You know the days.
Of course, Imtithal knows exactly how long it's been since she said goodbye to her other children. Her husband, Ahmed, says he was worried whether his two older kids would make it here, even before the president's executive order. A family friend interprets for him.
I didn't want to get ahead of myself and start preparing for the baby. And a lot of people offered to bring us a crib and baby equipment. And I said, well, these things come quickly and come easy. I just want to wait for my daughter to come here first, and then I'll be reassured.
Trump's directive ends the Syrian refugee resettlement program in the U.S. immediately and indefinitely. It also suspends all refugee admissions for 4 months and imposes a 90-day ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim countries. Many Democratic politicians denounce the order as religious bigotry. Many Republicans defend it as a necessary measure for national security. Politics aside, this father, Ahmad Al-Halabi, has a personal message for Donald Trump.
I respect his decision that he wants to protect his country, and I respect his order. But I want to say that we are a peaceful people. We just want to live in a safe place as one family.
This family fled their home in Aleppo and the devastation there a few years ago. The children missed school, and in Turkey, they found odd jobs to make ends meet, from restaurant work to cell phone repairs. Around 200 Syrian refugees have been resettled in Washington state since the conflict started there. Imtithal says she tries to stay strong for her kids, tell them they'll be together again. Things will get better. But when she talks about this baby girl on the way, her first grandchild, it hurts. Even without understanding any Arabic, you can clearly hear one word our languages share.
Baby.
Baby. For this family, seeing the massive turnout of support these last few days, with crowds in Seattle and around the country, they say they feel welcome and at home. Ala, the 11-year-old amateur photographer, nods in agreement.
It's good, but if my siblings come here, it will be better and better.
At least for now, there's no clear path for that to happen. In Tukwila, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.